Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you back again to Looking Up When Things Look Down. Here is we're centered on Christ and Christ-centered recovery. Here we're not a 12-step program. Here we believe in the one-step program, that's stepping away and stepping out of self and stepping toward that Bible that's been collecting dust on your coffee table or your bookshelf all of these years. Here we're focused and centered on redemption, and that redemption is found through a man who bore our sins, our struggles, our shame, and our guilt on the cross. Without Jesus Christ, we are all eternally lost. Here is why we don't speak of man-made programs. Here is why we don't say these things like, yes, anything can be a higher power, because there is no such thing as another higher power besides Jesus Christ. You see, me and you were conceived in sin, and in sin did our mothers create us. There is nothing good the Lord has spoken from heaven on this earth. This earth was created in the curse and the shadow of death. The Lord spoke, when you eat of this tree, you will be cursed, and in that day you will surely die. Mankind does not need a 12-step program. Mankind needs to step away from self, step away from the sinful desires of the flesh, and step toward Jesus Christ. You know everything that ails us, everything that we struggle through, everything that is happening now in our flesh. Jesus Christ died and nailed to that tree. He said, "It is finished, and by my stripes, you have been made whole." Did you hear that? You have been made whole. He did all the heavy lifting. He bore your shame, your guilt, your addiction. He bore your everything that you ever have done, all that guilt, all that shame, all the stress, all the agony of this life. He bore on that cross. He died to it. And he said, "Hey, let me, the one who created you, cover you." You know, right away when man sinned in the garden, he tried to cover himself, didn't he? He made fig leaves. Sewed them up and put them on himself, and he hid himself in shame from God in the presence of God. And God asked him right away. He said, "Where are you?" And man said, "You know, I heard you and I was afraid, and I hid myself because I was naked." And God said to him, "Who told you you were naked?" He's asking me and you the same question today. Who told you you're an addict? Who told you you're defeated? That's Satan. That's self. That's man. You know, man is seeking each and every day a solution to the problems of life that only God can give us. There is no chemical solution. There is no man-made solution for a problem that we have that is spiritual. You see, me and you are spiritual beings. We live just a short time in this flesh, and then we're going right back to our Creator for all eternity. We're going to live forever. Yes, this flesh dies, but we're not going to die. That is, unless we reject such great a salvation that God gave. And what he did is he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Woo, that shouting ground. That makes me happy. That makes me excited. And today I'm doing this podcast. We're about 5 days away from Easter Sunday. And that is my favorite time of the year. Amen. And I'll tell you why. You know, I'm so grateful for what the Lord did, that he came into this world. I'm so grateful for Christmas. I'm so grateful for everything going on there. But the fact remains that, you know what? Without the resurrection, without Resurrection Sunday and Easter, I would have no hope in the future. So I'm so grateful for what he did. Hallelujah. So this is what I wanted to share today. This is what I wanted to talk about. This is going to be short and to the point. Like I said, I just want to say hi, happy Easter, and continue looking up when things look down. Hallelujah. Bye for now.